trying to compromise a contradiction here regarding.
I'm already confused.
Quarterback.
Compromise a contradiction.
Quarterback is in team sports the most significant position in all of team sports, I would say. Quarterback.
I don't disagree.
Now, Kyle Orton had, where the contradiction comes in, is Kyle Orton's kind of his career, if you look at his career, early he didn't put up very impressive numbers at all. And he was 21-12 when he got him. Here he's been, for the most part, quite efficient. And, you know, the wins haven't come. And I guess so that tells me that quarterback's maybe a little overrated when it comes to winning and losing. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't think that the importance of quarterback play should be undervalued at all. I think that you need a you need your quarterback to play well to win in this league. There's no question. I think that he, no matter who that player is, I think it's very difficult for him to single-handedly perform at a level that can win the game without other people around him doing their job the right way. I mean, even though I would agree with you, what you said about that it's the most difficult position to play, at least in football. I can't comment on other sports, but I would agree with that. There's a lot that goes into good quarterback play. But part of that is the play of the people around you, you know, and part of winning is the play of every other phase on your football team. So, you know, I don't think a quarterback can be responsible for everything, but what he can be responsible for is helping his team, his offense, play the way that it needs to play to win the game. He certainly can't play defense. He certainly doesn't play in the kicking game. He can't do everyone else's job. He can just try to orchestrate the offense so that everybody has the best chance to succeed doing their job. I don't know if that compromises your contradiction or not, but that's my take on it.
Do you expect to have D.J. Williams?
And Ayers. Yep. Expect. Still got a couple days.
Do you have any affinity for Spagnuolo, you, Raheem Morris, you know, now Garrett Frazier, acting head coaches, but you're all kind of in that class of people who were interviewed here and interviewed other places. Do you keep track of any of those guys?
Not necessarily because of that. I have an affinity for Steve Spagnuolo because of the relationship that I kind of formed with him when we were competing against each other as coordinators. He happens to have the same agent that I have. We've had an opportunity to meet each other and really kind of get to know one another. I think he's a great man. I think he's a great coach. Certainly doing a good job of putting his stamp on their organization, which I admire a lot. And he does things, you know, he's doing it his way, and I really respect the way that he does it. One of the most difficult preparations, and I know you threw a lot of names out there. I'm kind of focusing on Steve, but I think it's one of the most difficult preparations that you can have. Because of the things that he challenges you to do, he always makes you fix problems in the middle of the game. And that's not the case with every other coordinator. But he will always take something, he will hurt you with it, and then you better fix it or else you could be in trouble. And I think that that's something that is, I don't know if it's unique, but you don't see it every week. And I know that we're going to have to do a good job, not only in our preparation all week, but we're going to have to do a good job of making adjustments on Sunday or else you can get into big trouble.
We knew when Joe Mays came here, obviously he could be a special teams guy. How has he played defensively based on what your expectations were?
Yeah, he's done a nice job for us. He was the player of the week 2 weeks ago against Kansas City. He's a physical guy. That again, this is his first year playing in the 3-4 defense, so it's a little bit of a different scheme or style for him. He's got good speed, which shows up all the time in the kicking game. He's a big hitter, and you know he fits into our team defense well. He does his job, and sometimes that's again to make tackles, and sometimes it's to eat up the guard and let somebody else make tackles. And Joe's an unselfish player who does a good job of playing his role.
Did you expect him to play as much?
Really, he's played the last few weeks because of some specific injuries and the situation we've kind of been dealt in that regard. But when we got him, we definitely did not discount his value as a defensive football player at all. He had played some defense for Philly, certainly played in the kicking game too, and we thought we were getting a player that was going to help us provide solid special teams play and good quality depth at linebacker, and I think that that's what we've gotten out of him.
This game has two first-round quarterbacks, and Bradford's playing, Tim's observing. When you were maneuvering on draft day, going back on Tebow, did you have preconceived plans on what you thought you might do with him first year or two coming out of the gate?
No. I think that our evaluations of, doesn't matter what player it is, you could put Tim in there, but it's any other player for that matter. We try to evaluate them and then figure if that player is going to fit into what we do here, period. Now, the timeline of when he makes his biggest impact, we try to stay consistent with our philosophy that the best player at that position is going to play. So the timeline and what we expect is really for him to come in here and compete as hard as he possibly can to play, help improve himself and the team at the same time, and if he's the best player, then he plays, and that's at any position. So we don't have a specific timeline for any player, didn't have one for Tim, just felt like it would improve the quality of that position and give ourselves an opportunity to get better.
Spack said he also didn't have preconceived notion that Feely got hurt in the preseason and
yep.
Bradford was his quarterback. Is it as simple as that?
It can be if you're, if he ends up being number two and that happens, then you have a situation where you do what you got to do. And, I think it's turned out well for Sam. And, he's certainly playing. He's got poise and composure and beyond his years, no question about it. And I think that, this will be a good challenge for our defense. And hopefully we give them a challenge too.
Speaking of challenges, can you talk about Steven Jackson and the kind of problems he presents? I mean, the guy's a great receiver out of the backfield.
Yep.
He runs tough.
Yep. I think he's gained the most yards from scrimmage of any player since 2006, which is saying a lot. There's a lot of great players you're talking about there. Their leading receiver last year, very difficult to tackle. We've talked about how important it is for us to get him early in the play, because if he gets his shoulder squared, he gets through the line of scrimmage, that's where the problems start to multiply, because he's not an easy guy to hit and get to the ground by yourself. He's a north-south player. We don't think he's a real big bounce out, run sideways kind of guy. He uses his power and strength to create opportunities to use his speed. And he's really multidimensional. We know he's going to touch the ball a lot, and he's really a big focus of what we're trying to do on defense.
How remarkable is it that he's been that yardage leader over so long when his team has played most of the last 4 years from behind?
I think the fact that he factors into the passing game so much, is part of that. Even when they throw in, if they're behind and they're throwing, he's still an integral part of what they're doing. And he makes big plays that way too. I think that, being behind doesn't necessarily mean being one-dimensional. It depends on the score. It depends on the situation. And so as long as you can maintain your balance, then your back definitely has a chance to factor into the running game as well. So, the record and what he's been able to do, I'm not sure that it goes hand in hand. I think just his overall production is what's impressed us the most.
One more for Coach Lindsay.
He was saying the other day on the conference call, Steven Jackson,
okay,
on the conference call that we had with him, that he thinks it's a shame that more teams don't have the one back or multidimensional and can be in for three downs. That seems to be what you guys are maybe trying to do with No Shot. now more. Is that more of how NoSean's developed or a shift in your philosophy?
We felt like, you know, if one player can do that and be productive trying to do that, that it's, you know, that it's something that we would do. And at the same time, if you have more than one player that you feel like can be deserving of those types of opportunities or those types of that amount of carries or whatever it is, then we'd play more than one person. We think he's really come on in his development and pass protection. His ability to stay in the game in the passing game has been a big help for us the last so many weeks here. And he's been a productive receiver. You know, he caught 7 or 8 balls the other night. He's done a good job with blitz pickup, and you know he's had his, I think, 2 of his best games in terms of running the football. So we're just going to continue to play him and give him the football because we think that's an important part of our offense. The other guys are ready. We just feel like he's deserving of the opportunity.